I have terrible memories of acoustic experiences along the route from Odeonsplatz to Königsplatz. It was the route taken every November 9th by the party divisions, columns of brown shirts in rows of six in honor of the dead, the Nazi martyrs of November 9th, 1923. All along the way were so-called pylons, turrets decorated with sprigs of fir, and a big bowl at the top in which a flame burned. Each of these pylons bore gold letters spelling the name of one of the dead. And when at the speed of a funeral march, the procession approached one of them, the name was intoned through a megaphone, all very pathos-laden, as always with them. I was just a boy and had to stand there listening. I found it absolutely terrible. That's what comes to mind when I think of that area. Much later, only a few years ago, there was a competition to design museum extensions on the ruins of the former temples of honor. I was always worried that a neo-Nazi pilgrimage resort might grow up here, because the history of the place is so exclusively Nazi. There is no victim history at all connected with the area. That's why the idea of building on these precarious ruins appealed to me. But the idea died out. Plants and small trees had taken root on the pedestals, which is all that remains of the temples of honor. Suddenly, they had become biotopes.